my heart this week, and really even in this very moment, it takes me to El Paso, takes me to hospitals in El Paso and Dayton, to churches that are beginning to bury those innocents who were killed, for families who are grieving. We just pray, Lord, for your mercy to be upon those who have been so deeply afflicted by the most recent outbreak of violence against innocents. We pray for a cessation of such violence, for a change of mind and heart, for a culture of death to give way to the culture of life. And that we have the courage to champion peace and justice, compassion, and courageous proclamation of the gospel, so that we can be such instruments of your peace and mercy. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I find this a really hard gospel, particularly in the backdrop of such catastrophic events, to not be anxious, to fear not, don't worry. And I find myself wanting to have an exception to that demand of the Lord. So when he says, don't worry, I find myself, but you don't understand. You know, or in my situation, this is happening. Or how can you possibly expect that of me? Maybe others, but not me. And yet there aren't exceptions to it. But the key to it lies in the instruction that Jesus gives, that we need not fear or be anxious or worry, because it is our Heavenly Father's good pleasure to give to us the kingdom. That God desires not to trick us, not to zap us, not to whack us, not to dismiss us, but his good desire, the God of the universe's good desire, is to give us his very power, his kingdom. When I keep that in front of me, I worry less. I'm not so holy that I can tell you I don't worry anymore at all. But I do worry less when I have this trust that God's got this. I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't exactly know when it's going to work out. But that the Father's good pleasure is to give me the kingdom. I'm looking around, and we're all so young, none of us remember the Baltimore Catechism. I hear that, and I still want to like stand up straight, and you know, then I have to recite it. But I'm thinking of the old fourth question, right? And that question was, what must we do to gain the happiness of, after who is God and why did God make, what must we do to gain the happiness of heaven? Or connected to this gospel, what must we do to receive the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom? It's the same question. Anybody remember the answer of question number four? To gain the happiness of heaven, we must know, love, and serve God in the world. That means where we are. To know, love, and serve God in the world. When I'm doing that, or sincerely trying to do that, I worry less. Doesn't make it easy or effortless. I'm not as agitated. Why? I'm less focused on me. And I'm more focused on God. And even presenting to God, loving and serving God as I am, imperfect, a little concerned, unsure. I'm going to give you what I got, Lord, and let your good desire, Heavenly Father, your good desire, give to me your kingdom. Let's stand together and profess our gift of faith. I believe in one God,